what you bring.
Heavy conversations, debates, and relationships. We the topic of discussion. What's the gossip, who she loving? This tea get hotter when you touch it. Forget about that he saying that she said. Tell me what the street said. Got them tuned in, they running back. Just like a DJ. What you bring to the table?
Yo, 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 what's happening? It's your partner Jody Breeze on the check-in, and right now you are tuned in Reality Table. Now, look, I want to tell y'all before we get started, I got three people in here that I got a lot of respect for. I mean, they some real OGs, all three of them, and I'm going to let them introduce themselves, and we're going to get straight to the point. I'm going to start to my left. Who do I have here?
I am Ms. Shanika, one-third of Young Jock in the Streets Born to Takeover. I am 20-plus years in the radio TV industry, and I mean, a part of the Atlanta culture. I'm syndicated in more than 20 cities with the Streets Born to Takeover, and so that's what it is.
For sure. That's my partner, too. We go back, you know what I mean? So it's a pleasure to have you. I'm going to go to my right, and who do I have here?
The Reality Table, Lex.
Okay, then. Big Lex, not the little one. What you got going on, big dog?
Same shit, different day. Season 3 of the Reality Table, if you don't know, this is actually my co-host now. Right. But he's taking over the streets today. Taking over. So it's the takeover with Jody. But Big Lex, Alexi Adams 24, you know where to find me.
Yeah. Big dog. I got my OG partner over here to the right of Miss Alexia. Let them know what's going on with out.
What's good with y'all, man? They call me Gip. I'm from Goody Mob. I see y'all soon. Been here for a long time, and I'll be here when it's over with. I see y'all soon.
Go ahead, Joe.
For sure, for sure.
Hey, look, I'm gonna try to get like straight to the point. I don't want to really like waste too much of these people's time. So the first
that you stay wasting.
The first topic I'm gonna speak on since we grown. And we all been in the industry for a while now, because I'm pushing like 18, 19 years in this shit, you feel me? And we done seen a lot. We done been through a lot as far as industry-wise. And I just want to pick y'all brains on y'all personal lives. Not too personal, but as far as the dating scene in 2025 and what it looks like for you guys. And where do we OGs stand amongst these young, wild... people. You feel me? I don't want to call nobody no name, but this young generation is taking over right now. So
right.
We still got to figure out, like, where do we fit in?
So
as far as the older people.
Okay. And where do you fit in? Like, do you deal with the young bitches?
Or
what's happening?
Yes. Like, as far as dating-wise or
female-wise? No. Dating-wise. Like, are you dating younger, because a lot of older gents, and now that you are like, you know, 40,
proud of you, and I look good.
Okay. But do you date younger?
It depends on how young too. See, I don't go too young. I'm not really like.
How young is too young for you?
Probably 30. Like,
oh,
I don't even really do the 20s because they still got that 20s in them type shit. Even women that's 30, 35, they still ain't even all the way groomed and there yet. So you got to think, going young ain't really helping me personally anyway, because I like a 40-year-old, 38-year-old, you know what I mean? Yeah. Or somebody I ain't really got to do too much and teach and mold, or, you know, they got a little sense. Them young girls, it's too much. For me, and that's me personally.
I feel the same way. Like, I stopped messing with young girls in high school. You know what I mean? And I always like my women older than me or a little bit younger than me. But most of my girls that I was with for a long time, they were older than me.
Right.
So for me personally, I do like younger girls, but she just got to think in an older woman mind frame. That's all.
Yeah. A young tender with an old soul.
I'm telling you right now, these little 20-year-olds been hitting on me lately, and I be like, man, can you pay for a meal? But you know, these days they actually get them NILs, they actually millionaires in college. So I'm like, he's like, what? I'll pay for your rent. I said, oh, okay. But now you gotta at least be, I'm 39 is being gracious, like you gotta be 40 at least up. I date older because the kids, I ain't got time for them. I mean, but I understand older, they got kids. So 9 times of 10, they got about 3 or 4.
So you don't want nobody in their 30s?
No.
So do you have kids?
Nope.
Okay, me either.
Okay.
And so with that being said,
that's a whole nother
there is a certain...
Right.
I want to date older people that have been through life and understand it a lot more as to where I am in life. Like me just, you know, going through the divorce process and figuring out where I want to be. Like, of course, it's not on the younger spectrum because I'm not there. I don't have time for whatever is going on in 2025. Mm-hmm. Right. In these streets, I want somebody that is already, you know, established and already potentialed.
You want
because
kids?
Potential, bitch, I don't got time for that.
You like, want kids?
No.
You can honestly say you don't want kids?
I would be a wonderful stepmother. I would let somebody else take
so
that.
So you don't want kids either?
At this point, no.
So let me ask y'all this question though. Why is it that y'all think that y'all don't have kids right now? Like, what's the main reason for y'all not having kids?
I feel like for me, it's by choice. It's so when I retired from playing and I came home, all the stories I heard about dating people in Atlanta, it was true. I witnessed it, went through it, just finished with some other stuff. So it's kind of like, these folks, you got about 2-3 baby mamas. The ones I've ran into, the ones that's halfway decent is that don't have kids are hoes. And then my whole thing is, it's what it is. So it's like, for me, I don't want to bring no child in this corrupt world. And we in our last days anyway, so I don't want to do it. Now, the right person, I'll make the change. But you're going to have to do it within the next 2 years because I'm about to be 40 in 2 years. So I feel like if I'm 40, I don't want no kids, period. Not even close. I don't care if I like you, love you. I help take care of your kids.
That's deep. But okay, say you don't want no kids, but if you want a man, do you want a relationship? Do you still want to get married? Do you still
marriage? I mean, I'm up in the air about it. But do I? Obviously, I chose right now to just be by myself, and I'm not gonna let another man tell me what I gotta accept. I don't have to pick up what you putting down. I don't have to buy what you selling. Like if it don't work in my life, if it's not aligned with what I got going on, I'm cool, and I'm cool with going home by myself too. So at the end of the day, if I want to go play around, I go play around, but I'm too old for that. I just want to be chill, go home, kick it, boom. Whoever comes around, comes around. If he ain't spoke up, he need to speak up now.
Yeah, but that is true, and I feel you on that. But nobody wants to be lonely. And I'm going to come back to you. But
nobody wants to be lonely.
What you got to say about your love life a little bit, like in 2025? You say you're going through a divorce. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that.
You are not the counselor. I don't like this. You are not our counselor.
But let me finish, though.
Because why is he so mature?
Yeah, look, I'm sick of it.
Because listen, I'm really tired of marriages not working out.
Oh.
And I'm going to tell you why.
Mm-hmm. Part of the problem.
No. Let me work. Let me cook real quick.
Have you ever been a side man in a marriage?
Yes.
Well, I can tell you,
yes, most definitely.
Well, you the problem.
And this why this, but look, this is the problem though.
She won't.
I don't feel like, bro. Hey, listen, bro. I don't feel like that women and men take enough time to get to know each other before they go marry each other. Like, it's almost like y'all want to be married so bad. People want to be married so bad and experience the festivities of the wedding and the honeymoon, and they not even realizing, like, bro, it's a long ass life.
I will not lie.
My shit
moved really fast. I mean, there was something that happened in the world. It was the worldwide pandemic. Mm. And it was 2020. Mm. And, you know, we did not know what was about to happen, like, in the world. And I got quarantined.
Oh, so you had... So y'all was doing...
And
y'all
it was,
doing
it
dirty,
was
dirty.
Within a time that... you know, I wasn't in a position that I had been in the past 20 years. Like, I had been at a radio station for God knows how long. And, you know, for you guys that are rappers, like, you know, you are kind of, well, whatever.
Yeah.
You're your own, like, boss to a certain degree. So whatever you attach yourself to, you built your brand, and that's what it is. So... me going through that period of time where it was like a grievance because shit changed in the world and people decided that, okay, well, you got this big salary. We don't know what our income was going to look like. So we got to cut jobs. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it was like to no real disgrace to me, but on the other end, I had to process that shit. Mm. So going through that and going through like, you know, other things like, in my life, like I wasn't in the best decision-making position that I could have been in. And that person brought me that kind of like, you know, satisfaction or that comfort that I needed in that time. And it was skewed. And sometimes I'm human. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm only a girl.
So that made you marry him though. That's the
yes, because at that time, that is what I needed. But as I grew, what he gave was not enough. And he didn't make it enough. Like the effort wasn't there to keep it going. And you can't meet me at my low and give me a high and not elevate with me. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like you have to be able to keep taking this shit up.
Right.
And if all you have is that, it's not enough for me. So we're not, what do they say, equally yoked.
Mm. Right. I understand that. What you think, OG?
I mean, I got married young. Mm-hmm. So it's like for me, I just know that I would tell any young person, don't even think about marriage until you're about 35. Until you understand yourself, you can't be with nobody else like that. Like, because marriage is really for grown people.
Yeah.
It's not for kids.
Right.
And I just think that, especially right now in the world we live in, if your girl don't understand taxes, don't understand a lot of things that come with being married, I just don't think that the marriage will last. And another thing is, too, you know, men have to understand that, they got to do things to keep women emotionally attached to them. But women got to also understand that if you marry a dude that's a chilled out kind of guy, don't get married to him and expect him turning Diddy. It's like it ain't going to work either.
Right,
you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So I'm just saying that you're right. Like, people ought to be together for a good amount of time. I ain't been in the situation. I was with a girl 5 years, and then when it get to the fifth year, she was like, we either get married or shit, it's over with. I was like, well, shit, it's over with, because, you know, you ain't going to force me into no time span to get married. And even though she was rich, you know what I mean? I tell women all the time, women with money and women without money, them two different type women.
Yeah, for sure.
You know what I mean?
Sure.
If you ever had a girl that got the gates outside, she really wants you to chill inside all the time.
For sure.
And for a player, you're going to fall out.
For sure.
Just, you ain't got enough money. You don't need to be with nothing like that because you're going to lose. So that's all I would say. But just understand where you are personally and her financially before y'all do something like get married.
Right. Me personally, too, I understand the game by now. You know what I'm saying? I'm old enough to understand how women are, what do you need to take care of them and what they need, because most of them don't even know what they need. They still looking for shit that they ain't even found out what all they want yet. And it's a whole lot of them. But in 2025, the year I just seen in 2024, I just want to let all y'all women know, because these are two queens right here, y'all. I just want to let y'all know that they got their shit together. They've been doing their shit for a minute. So I got respect for them. But all of these women, though, is not y'all. And the places that y'all are, it's hard to find y'all. You know what I mean? Like, y'all motherfuckers be in the house for real. Y'all ain't really outside lurking.
I be outside, but I don't be looking.
Yeah, y'all ain't lurking like y'all used to. Man, y'all younger days, you know, the young Miss Shanika and the young Lex, y'all ain't not there doing that no more. So where a nigga gonna find y'all at? Target?
Yes.
Walmart? The gas station? At a light?
No, not a gas station. Church. Not at a light.
Church?
Target is.
I don't want no woman for church. Like them women that go to church. I'm gonna tell y'all right now, they just like the men that go to church. That church is
I don't something
wanna,
else.
I don't even want to get so into the
That's the church y'all thing. Go to. But keep going.
I do want to touch on that, because that is a different type of woman too. A woman that go to church faithfully every week. She got her shit together, but that shit play with them too. Because there's reality. There's church and then there's reality. What y'all think about that as far as like going to church and trying to, you know, we all came up with good mama, good grandmama, you know, We prayed.
I got to see what
we had our Bibles. You know what I mean? We know God. Do y'all believe in God? Everybody believe in God?
But we got to see what the pastor look like though, cause see a lot of time where they good be going called the pastor cute.
Man, it's a cute bishop. Mm-hmm. I just hosted the sheriff's ball for Christmas not too long ago. And the pastor was very handsome.
Okay.
They getting younger too.
Jock and the co-host on the radio show that I'm on, they go to this pastor. I was like, damn, pastor, he's actually a bishop. He's very attractive.
They getting younger and younger though.
They are.
I like an old preacher. Them young niggas talk like me. Like, you can't preach to me like me. I need to hear that old son.
But what's the difference? They're just more mature in the games that they have played.
No, they be making a hip. I don't like hip preaching.
Okay.
I like that old-fashioned, breathing hard, sweating it.
TDJ. Yeah,
you mean it. Like, you can see they mean it like a little TDJ. Bit more. And they could be the most devilish motherfucker ever, too.
Mm-hmm.
But that message is still that message, though. You see what I'm saying? I think we missing that real, solid, old-school message we used to get. Now they want to go viral for their message. And them women in that church that's watching that man going viral, them the ones you stay the fuck away from.
Well, I don't know what church y'all go to, but I don't play about the church I go to. I go every Saturday and every Tuesday. So that church that y'all go to, it's probably that's going on over there. But the church that I go to, I believe in the Father, the Mother, and the Holy Spirit, and the Son.
Okay.
So everything that happens on earth is a replica of what happens in heaven. You got a mother on earth, you got a mother in heaven. But the Creator, when I go to church, I go to get closer to God. I don't go in there looking at the pastor. I don't go in there looking at the guys. I go in there to solely lock in and see what I need to learn for the day.
Right.
So I don't play with that. Oh, because some people do go to church to go find women, for real.
Yeah, that's what I was just going to say. No, you don't think nobody's at your church?
I feel like because we are human, if that happens, it happens, but it's supposed to happen the right way. If you coming up to me trying to talk about, can I take you on a date at church? We don't need to talk.
They do that.
And my church, we don't do that. We don't exchange numbers with anybody else in church. We don't do that.
And I would never go to the attractive pastor's church because...
Yeah,
because
you
ain't going to learn nothing.
Be focused on what's happening.
Yeah, you tripping. You tripping. Yeah.
Well, let me ask you this, because you're doing a lot of accent. I'm sick of it.
Because he is.
I'm sick of it.
I'm the host right now.
No. So listen. I got a question, because you're trying to give me sophisticated Jody, but we know Jody. So Jody, not saying you're not sophisticated, but let's just get to the... Let's get to the real. Let's get to the real.
Okay.
I got a question for you. You keep saying, oh, well, you know, I go older. But is you the type of man... Because we're not talking about... That's why he's scared. He's scared for me to... No, we're not talking about you being nice.
It really don't matter.
The question is, do you think at your good age right now, at your big age, that you can actually just be with one woman at your age? Because the old Jody...
Hold on, I wasn't done.
I'm not done. The old Jody running the streets, boom, boom, boom. I'm not saying that you could never, would never, whatever. My question to you at your big age right now, do you think if you found the right one that you can lock in with that one?
First of all, this is my good age, great age at that. For two, I've been around too long. I've been outside since I was 12, 13 years old. So I can damn near write a book on this shit. Can't too many people tell me about no fucking female and how this shit go. I've been outside for a long time.
Mm.
I've seen women from this era to this. They went from this.
So answer my question.
To this. Okay. I seen it all, and I done had the best of them. I'm talking about the best one God can put on earth. He blessed me on the way I can grab a couple of them. You feel? So I understand them. What I don't understand is the way people think about having one person or being in a relationship or being married. Listen, if I fuck with you a certain kind of way, you're going to know that, for one. And I don't even fuck with people like that. So I like to show love instead of say love. Like, I don't like to talk about what we are. I like to show you. If you with me every motherfucking day, I wake up with you, I go to sleep with you, you get up, we do that type of shit, then motherfucker, that's what it is right now.
Okay, but why people gotta play a guessing game?
But hold on, but listen, let me finish.
Some people shit is affirmation.
Listen, let me finish though.
Thank you.
Let me finish
though. That's important too.
Let me finish. They what wrong with y'all. Y'all don't listen. Y'all both of y'all just go rah, 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 rah. Let me tell y'all why. There's 20 Zaka. Women to one man out here, bro. It's go. True. This is what's happening.
Hey, Jody do his own math Look, every bro, week, y'all, just Google so y'all know.
It. Y'all love Google so much, Google it. It's 20 fucking women out here to one man.
Okay.
So, have, make this make sense. If you got...
Liz, he never answered your question.
Listen, hold on. Let me answer it. Y'all stop talking so damn much. This why y'all, I have
you
to be here with y'all.
You is not my nigga.
Listen.
And, do not
but
tell
listen, let me.
But
listen, let me tell you what's going on.
What the fuck did
look, we ain't finna,
sorry.
We ain't finna do that.
Yeah,
we
are.
That. But look, let me tell you something, though. If you got women out here that knows you before you came to fuck with me, what you liked about me is that women like me. You like that women like me. Because if they didn't, you wouldn't either.
He sold this to himself.
No, bro. This is facts. Not only me, niggas who made like this. See, when I talk, I ain't just talking about me. I fuck with some niggas who made like me, too. That's why I can pop like this. I ain't talking about them weird-ass niggas y'all be falling for.
Are you going to answer the question?
I am in a minute when I get ready. But look, look, them niggas, that nigga you married, I guarantee you in your head right now, you looking at him like, oh, fuck me.
A weird-ass nigga.
The last nigga you had, what is he to you? Be honest. How you feel about him?
I'm going to pray for him.
He's a weird-ass, goof-ass fuck nigga. Before I let you feel that way about me, before I let you say I'm a fuck nigga, bitch, I'll cut you off. I'll cut you off because time ain't this shit. I learned that time ain't. I ain't got time to be worried
you
about
ain't got time how, to keep
what you thinking, what you will. What look, bitch, if I fuck with you right now, you mad?
Yeah.
But we ain't got time to be playing the guessing
with,
game.
Look,
either.
Until this shit over with, until you do something stupid or I do something stupid, you know what I mean? Some shit go left. Then, bitch, this is what it is. Shut up. Chill out. Are you happy?
Mm-hmm.
Am I putting you up on game? Do I put it on you? Like, are you straight? Well, chill out then.
Answer the question.
You fucking with a real. It's hard to say I can be with one. What? I'm just being real with you. Fuck. Can I not? I don't know. Fuck you, man. You feel? Send the to me and I'll see. You know? The fuck? What you supposed to say? Yeah, I can be with one woman. Man, I fuck with a lot of good women, bro. And when you bless, I feel like it's a blessing to be able to experience so many wonderful, beautiful women.
You ain't got to stick and move all the time. Either.
It ain't about sticking and move because I don't even fuck everybody I fuck with. I cannot be fucking a girl and be cool with her because I see potential that I know you're going to be a great woman. You my partner. And I'm going to give you some game whenever you need it. We ain't got to have no sex. Women love that. They love being your friend without none of that shit involved. They fuck with you harder than they boyfriend.
We're not talking about friends, though. You just won't answer.
And I just told you, I don't even know.
Just say you don't know.
One, I don't know, but I'm just letting you know why. I'm telling you why I think this way. Because I know women ain't shit just like y'all say men ain't shit. Y'all ain't shit either. I'm the side nigga. I'm the nigga since 12.
Gip, I need to hear from Gip then, because
I'm the nigga since 12, 13 years old. I've always been a side nigga. So I know what y'all will do. Y'all be having niggas married. He can be in the house. You will leave out of high, go fuck a nigga and go back to this same nigga. Cause he getting on your damn nerves.
That's the people
so
you deal with.
So which one do you want?
I don't do that.
You want to be happy, cool. Ain't no title on it. We still good. Or you want to be at home claiming this lame ass nigga that you don't want to go home to?
It is a decision.
Let's ask you who got some sense. Because I can't. My thing is this. Before I let you talk.
Oh, ask bro.
No, before I let you talk. I think when I'm talking, I don't mean like, we all don't know what's going to happen tomorrow, right?
Right.
I think what our problem is, we take advantage that there is a tomorrow. Because shit happened all the time, especially now. People dying all the time, at least I know, close to me. So I feel like when I meet somebody, I'm going to tell them how I feel, regardless whatever's going on. I'm not going to play this guessing game with you. Like, I'm going to ask all the questions I need to ask, even if it run you off. I need to know. We at that big age. And then another thing, like, besides taking advantage, if there is going to be tomorrow, everybody just want to be happy. Don't nobody want to be by themselves. But I got to be able to understand that I can fool with you like that. It ain't that I think that, oh, we about to get in a relationship and you can't go do nothing. Like, I don't want to tell you that. I want you to not want to go do nothing. I want you to come home because you want to come home. Not because you got to come home. Not because you live here. Not because there's situationships. Because it's always a situationship. I want you to be able to say, hey, I want to come with you because I love you. I'm fooling with you. I'm rocking with you. That's how I move.
That don't mean a nigga can't do this.
And so, and I'm but you point. Don't try to, what do you call it? Like, be on a nigga ass about
nah,
what
I don't care.
On.
Like,
what
listen, I give you the prime example. You know my story. I'm not checking on you. If you tell me that you going to the studio, you going to the studio. I don't got to text you, blow you up, unless it's late, bring me some Waffle House home. Period. But if you come back the next day and we at 4 p.m., you ain't at the studio. You ain't at the studio. So now, you know what? You walking in my house, sit down. Where you came from? Now we going to talk. Let's talk about it. Because my thing is, I really don't give a... I really don't care. No, I don't want a boy.
You want a little boy.
What did I say 5 minutes ago? The point I'm saying is...
Are you going to come home at 4:30 in the afternoon and
no,
that
it depends on what you do.
No, but listen to what I'm saying.
It depends on if a nigga in the, if a nigga's in the industry... See, y'all talking, y'all keep switching niggas.
I'm sick of it.
Which nigga do you want? You want a corporate nigga, a nigga that work at Walmart, a nigga that work at motherfucking...
I don't
on the street, or do you want a motherfucking... Which
I
one
claim.
Y'all want?
The nigga that I claim to
but
be able to have enough respect for me.
Thank you.
Not to disrespect me.
That don't mean a nigga
period.
Disrespecting you if I
yes,
come
it does.
On.
Let's flip this. Okay, watch this. Let's flip the switch. Let's flip the switch. A girl, y'all live together. And she tell you, hey, baby, I'm going to the club with my friends. I'm not going to be out late. I'm going to the club about 2-3 hours. I'll give you a time frame.
That's different.
No, because that's part of the story. So what I'm going to tell you is, now let's say the next day your girl come home at 4 p.m. with the same clothes on from last night.
That's obvious.
Okay, so now flip the switch. If you tell me I'm going to the studio, I already did some stuff early, I got to go back to the studio about 2-3 hours, and you come back the next day at 4 with the same clothes on, make it make sense.
I'm going to be like, I'm a rapper, baby.
I'm just making a point to you. It happens all the time. You understand what I'm saying? Now, I don't have to go into detail about what the ins and outs are. Well, the point is, it's disrespect anyway. Right. Don't come home to my house the next day, and then because I'm questioning you, I'm treating you like a child. Listen, I ain't hurt you. Like you said, I didn't hurt you.
I ain't do it.
Bro, I just want a little respect. And if you can't respect me, don't come home.
See, y'all dealing with them little boys. No. See, I'm
not telling you what we
did. Let me show you something. You see how she said, you see how they be? How she just so, for one, she ain't got no nigga to pipe that down. Cause she's so, it's just like, you ain't coming in my house and woo, okay then, boo. So tell me I ain't coming in your house. And get what I'm gonna do? Go to mine.
This nigga.
I'm gonna go to mine.
Eastside.
You feel? So if y'all able to tell these niggas that, this the difference between the type niggas y'all deal with.
Listen, but you missed that part. I said y'all living together. Let's say the girl live with you. Y'all living together. Right?
No, everybody ain't got to be no rapper to not go to have their own shit.
Okay.
These niggas can have their own shit, bro.
You missed it. That y'all live together. No, let's say the girl live with you.
That ain't going now. I'm always.
The girl is saying the same thing.
I'm going to always come live with you.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm always coming.
Are we not saying the same thing?
We're not.
Yes, we are.
We're saying two totally different things.
What are we saying?
For one, me living with her.
No, I never said that. I said flip the switch. That means flip the whole scene. That means she live with you.
But you're flipping it from that. So you're flipping it from me staying with her, right?
No.
So she, yes, you are. You saying flip it to her staying with me. That's what you're saying, but that's what you're saying.
Yeah.
Her staying with you, go ahead.
Right. But I'm flipping it. If I stay with her, she's able to tell me that at 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. But bitch, if you stay with me, you don't tell me what the fuck to do either.
Oh, so you saying this?
In my house,
that's backwards too.
But look, but look, it ain't the point that I don't tell you what to do, but it's like you ain't gonna treat me like I live with you.
But do we get to the boundaries before you walk your ass in the house at 4 p.m.?
I come home
and
late
you be like, bitch,
boo.
Don't question me.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You be like, oh, not this is my first time here and I can't ask you about where you been.
Right.
No, you can do it if you mind. If you mind, we can play that game.
Is it a game?
Yeah.
Is it a game or is it reality?
Look, we can play that role if you mind. If you mind and you know I come home to you and I know you come home to me and we wake up in the morning, though. I ain't waking up with bitches. Mm-hmm. I don't do that. I ain't never did that. I ain't going to sleep with a bitch. Mm-hmm. I don't give a fuck what we do. I ain't sleeping with you. Cause I know what that does. Especially after some good dick. That shit finna put your ass on a goddamn on one of them waves. You don't want to come out for us.
That little tip.
Yeah.
That little tip.
That leg shaking shit. If I go to sleep with you with that, and you fuck around and roll over on me, it's over with.
You can't just keep prostituting out here. I told you that earlier. You can't do that.
Stop trying to make me out to be like that. Look, all I be doing, bro, is trying to tell y'all.
You done made yourself five different people on this couch.
No, I did not.
During these two segments.
Every man that's watching me.
You been five different men.
He been honest. He been I don't know man. And he been a side nigga at the same time. Like, pick one, bro.
Every man that's watching this.
He was a bishop when he first started. Yeah.
Hey, look. Every man that's watching this, though. Every man that's watching this understands exactly what I'm talking about. And every good woman, like a smart one who know how these type of niggas is, they respect it. Because they're telling you what, I'm literally telling you what's going on.
So,
y'all be
so
wanting to keep it real and don't know what real is.
To say something if they living in a man's house and...
If you mind.
The man showing up and doing what the fuck he want to do.
What you think, bro?
I should never question it.
What you think, bro?
I came home next day.
Mm. Yeah. I was young. I was trying to experience the world. That east side.
Yeah.
And,
yeah, he good.
It just, when you live with them, you gotta have the conversation. They gonna want to have the conversation. Now, the excuse you use is what gonna either make it hard or soft, you know. Cause either you could be up front and take what come with it, or you just gotta figure out what you gotta say to fix it.
So when you came home the next day, what was your situation?
Man.
We're going to have to fix that.
What happened? What happened and what was your situation? What happened?
I think, you know, when you be hanging out late and you get to a certain high level and you just want the night to keep going, but the sun coming back.
Yeah. That shit fucking nigga up.
Yeah. It was one of them, you know. It was like... It ain't.
Did you really just party too long, or did you did some other stuff?
I mean, see, once people start putting goddamn, you know, stuff over the windows and stuff, you know, you go. It's like you trying to keep the dog going, so you usually wind up somewhere that you've been looking for.
Right.
It might not be what you need, but you know, you just experiencing the world.
Right.
You know, and if you're not married. You feel like, well, shit, I'm a man, you know what I mean? She trying to goddamn do something, y'all. Yeah. So.
You feel basically what I just told y'all.
And
how we act.
But that was when you were young, you
that
said.
That when
right?
I was young.
You know? How you move now, though? You ain't playing them games, is you?
I ain't got time because it's going to cost me money. And then we got social media these days. Folks be putting you on the camera. See, you can't do stuff like you did back then. Like, it just seemed like the girl now, you know, one thing that I was told, they say, man, Gip, if you don't want nobody to know you doing something, don't do it.
Mm. Exactly.
Because, see, whether you see them getting the picture, you walking out the door, either going to sleep, man, they got you.
Yeah, you shouldn't have been doing.
So if you can't deal with the consequences, I think that... No, you shouldn't move like that as an older man, because, you know, but it might happen sometime, you know.
When you grown, you grown.
I'm just saying, though, you know, you never know. You
and
know
so when you a grown woman, do the same rules apply?
It do to a real nigga who understands how it goes.
Okay.
You know why?
Because girls who got power and money in a certain state, that's how they talk. See how he talk. That's how girl with money and power talk too. They gonna have what they want.
Yeah.
Hey bitch, I don't care if that's your nigga, I'ma have him. Even if I gotta go over there, give him a number 10, I'ma fly him out. He gonna see that.
See, I think the problem is that's the type of women y'all know.
No, that's the type of no.
But hold on. Let me tell you why I say that. The reason I say that is because regardless of what y'all talking about, the people I'm around don't do that. Like we not dating another man's or another bitch's man, or we not sleeping with somebody that's married. Now, have I seen that before younger? Have I seen people do that? Yes. But at this big age that we talking about right now, I don't hang with people that got all that going on.
So you think older people still ain't doing hoe ass shit?
I never said that didn't exist.
So what you saying is by age, you ain't supposed to be doing this no more. That ain't how the world works.
I think
works,
that it's time. I think it works like get you get tired. You get.
I just think
the older
I,
you get, the freakier you're going to get.
And I also think the older you get and what you're entangled in, whether it's marriage or whatever the relationship, when you have things invested within one another, it's hard to get out of those situations.
Yeah, that too.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So people would rather
not
play around or lie about what they got going on to somebody else,
yeah,
you know, and disguise it as something rather than face what it really is or go through that long process of dissolving whatever it is that they have together.
And it's a waste of time thing. For me, it's a time thing because it's almost like if... Let's just say this. Let's just say you meet somebody, right? And the way you met them, we didn't expect to become like this. Sometimes that shit just happened. So if I'm not knowing that, damn, I'm finna love you like this. Like, you really my little baby, for real. Like, you feel what I'm saying? Like, I really, like, this my motherfucker. I do something about you. When I get the feeling like that where I want to do something about you, I can't explain to you what we is. It's just I feel a certain type of way about you. You see what I'm saying? I just feel like I feel about you. So if that hurts you, if I'm hurting you by feeling that way and not telling you that you my fucking girlfriend,
you toxic.
If we ain't got grown, if we ain't got grown enough to get past that, because there are women who do understand this too, though. They'll
and
fuck
they
with you for,
too. No, they a little fucked up.
Well, they'll fuck with you. Some women will fuck with you because they don't want to fuck with another nigga. So you're going to have to deal with something. You're going to have to deal with something from every nigga you get. In 2025, if y'all ain't looking at y'all phone in the internet, and y'all ain't looking around y'all out here in the world to see how fucked up it is out here, nothing's normal anymore.
Well, how many women can you be solid to?
That's what I'm saying.
Feel like you're going to do something about. How big... Can the roster actually get?
You don't do that. We don't see. We don't talk about no 10 limb. We don't put the numbers on. A good few.
I'm about to go.
Listen, let me tell you something.
You is
a good few. You feel me? It's gonna always be this one. Every man got this one, and if you ain't got her, then you're miserable too, cause you have to have. At least that one. When you got that one, you're more comfortable with being around her and sharing shit with her. Like, because the other hoe, we ain't doing them or what we doing.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a different type of connection with that. But if I got that one, we vibing. Like, these late night conversations mean something. When we just sitting on the bed smoking and it just turned into that.
Negate all the other shit y'all got going on and focus on what we got going on. Is that what you're saying?
If you try to do that, the reason this shit just so fucked up and women and men gonna forever
so
do this. They gonna forever do this because one thing y'all have that we can control is emotions. And no matter what we tell y'all or where you hear it from, when y'all get in y'all emotions, it takes over. Y'all dictate everything off of how y'all literally feeling when right now you shouldn't be feeling like that. And if you do feel like that, control it. So you don't fuck up what we can keep doing because you spazz out on me right now, bitch. You done fucked up the whole play.
I just think that...
So y'all don't want nobody to spazz out.
That's crazy.
No, I'm just saying control your emotion because sometimes y'all emotion make her be like, look, she gonna be crazy. If I keep doing it with her,
that real?
You might be the one to kill me. So I'm gonna leave you. I'm gonna leave you alone.
He's dead.
But why don't you stop what you? Why ain't right. the play? Right. You pull back on the bullshit.
I can't stop.
Okay.
Now you can't stop. And then before you say you didn't know.
Can y'all understand? For every man in the world, I'm representing them right now.
We can't stop.
No, you can't stop.
It's not our
fault. I'm not gonna let you speak for every man in America.
Every man in the world with a girl,
let you do it.
A wife. Or whatever, he's cheating on you.
That's not true.
Hold on and listen. If you don't believe me, if he's not cheating on you, she's cheating on him.
That's not true.
I don't give a damn what nobody will say. Now y'all keep trying to find your husband.
Okay, look.
Listen, let me say something. I don't care what Jody's selling again, but the thing is this. I never said you was wrong if you wanted to be a hoe. If you want to keep prostituting, that's your thing. But what I'm saying is this. Let me tell you something I learned. So listen, it's 45,000 different types of Christians. And that's just Christianity. That ain't even going into everything else.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
So it says in the Bible as well that the number of people that's going to heaven, it says that.
145,000?
No, that ain't it. Okay. Yeah, that's it. So my thing to you is this. I'm not going to sit up here and let Jody tell me that that everybody's cheating, that ain't nobody faithful. Because let me tell you something. When I was in high school, my coach told me I wasn't going to college. I got a scholarship, Division I. When I was in college, my college coach told me I wouldn't go nowhere after college. I went overseas for 6 years. Mm-hmm. When I was overseas and retired and I started working, the people that was around that grew up with me said, you would never make six figures. I made six figures my second year working. Mm-hmm. So I'm not about to sit up here and let Jody tell me, let another man write my
Jody book. Ain't
hold on. Let me finish. But you did.
Jody.
The world
Jody,
says.
Stop wait, being
the
a
world says.
Gemini.
The world God says. Damn.
No, wait. I'm not going to let.
The world says.
I'm not going to let someone like you sit up here and tell him or tell me how my book's going to be written. But I'm going to also tell you this, and I'm going to agree with you on this. I heard no my whole life. The point of this is, you can't tell me that it ain't nobody out there that's faithful. And if it is at least 1, 2, 3, 4, 10 or whatever number you come up with, I'll wait on that percentage because that's what makes me different. I had to be different to go play in all these other places. So I don't want to be with the majority. Let me go find the minority of the man that will do that because everybody ain't you and everybody ain't him.
Right. So do you have a man?
By choice, I don't.
Okay.
So let me ask you.
That's the point.
Can I ask
you? It is another day.
Because I don't want to settle.
You got a damn man, and you know why you got no man? Because they some hoes.
No, Jody. Jody, can you mansplain?
I like that.
Can you mansplain what it is that you feel? No, you're fucking crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy.
Y'all ain't being real.
Can you mansplain what it is, three top three things that women you feel need from a man that they can be comfortable, keep their mouth shut, and move along with the program that the man got for them?
Shelter, God, and money.
Yep. It's God first.
God, y'all like,
look, we put God.
We put God first.
That's where y'all wrong at. And God look after his own. I'm telling you, God gonna take care of his own. And I'm super blessed. And everything come around me blessed as well. Mm-hmm. That's how my life go. And even as female, I ain't saying the women that I talk to are hoes or bitches that I don't fuck with is hoes. Because how long I been knowing y'all? Are y'all some hoes?
What?
Okay then. These are the type of women. This is the type of vibe I've been around my whole life. So I know a queen when I see one. My mama was married for 30 years. My stepdaddy was a man. Mm-hmm. You feel what I'm saying? My biological father was on crack. He died of an overdose. I know both men. He the baby dad. Yeah, my biological father, he was the baby dad. My stepdaddy was the father. This the one who showed me what it's like to be a man. So I know how to be a man. And if I sit a female down and we have this conversation, once we through talking, she gonna know I'm a man. You gonna know I'm a man. That alone gonna teach you how to stay how you supposed to stay, because you fucking with a man. No matter what you got or no matter what I got, you fucking with a man, though, still.
And you still gonna cheat.
If this ain't about cheating, this is about setting a solid foundation for anybody that's around me. Anything okay. that
so
comes into my
God,
life.
So you saying God, what else?
God, you gotta be stable. Stability, for one. You gotta put God first, and she gotta have some kind of stability. She got to be
No, I said the men. What are the men giving to the women that's making them want to stay there?
It depends on what girl.
I'm just talking about overall. What is it that you're giving to make a woman comfortable enough to be there?
Understanding, for one.
Three.
One, understanding. If these niggas losing out with these women these days because they don't understand. You know how I'm able to go back and forth with y'all? And any woman you put around me, because I already know you. No matter who you are, I already know you.
Yeah.
I'm just trying to figure out which type. Oh, you this or that one, or you that one or this one. I already know you. I can tell that you're going through what you're going through. I can tell that you're going through about what you're going through. That's why what I'm saying is offensive to y'all, because
you're very offensive.
I bet I'm not
offensive.
To everybody. I bet I'm not to everybody because they gonna understand what I mean if you're living it. If you're living it, like in reality, like you living this shit, I see it with my own eyes, bro.
Women just be mad with men because we don't see the good ones from the other ones.
Thank you.
That's what they be mad about. They be mad about that. Like, I'm the one that got down, sat on the bed. We talked all night. We ain't do shit the first night we kicked it. We just talked.
Yeah.
So, like, I understand you. So most of the time when you get down like that, she really become one of your ones. You know what I mean? Because she sit there and y'all and forgot all about the other shit. Y'all just sitting up here having cool conversation. And it usually lasts to the morning time. You'd be like, damn, you got there cool a little bit.
Them the best
one. I fuck with you.
Them the best one.
You know what I mean? And then it's the other one where you know it's like, ooh, I mean, goddamn, we going to get in and out. Yeah. You know what I mean? We ain't got no time, shawty. You know what I'm saying? Paint got to dry. You know what I mean? So
yeah. that's a good analogy, too.
But you still, the one that did have that conversation, she be mad at you a little bit because you still be falling to the wayside with the man shit. And she be like, damn, I need, like, you got the qualities.
I thought you was better than that.
You got the mindset. Why you don't goddamn just go ahead and
lock in
with that? And a lot of times it scares us because we be like, damn, I like this, bro, man.
And the time, bro.
No, we be scared.
It's the time, man.
The timing be with it, too, because, see, a lot of time when you find that one, see, you and her both, a lot of times, we shun what we doing. When we find something we like, we start shunning what we doing. Yeah. It make all our homeboy, the homegirl be like, bitch, we in the middle of making the play. Now you got them over there with your feet, rubbing together with buddy. Yeah. You're fucking up the money.
Yeah.
And sometimes it be bad on her, sometimes it be bad on you. But I just think that sometimes the men, a lot of times, we get scared because we be like, man, I'm about to fall off, man. I'm about to fall off if I go that way, man. A lot of it's hard for us to stay on our grind and fall in love with that girl that we know got it. Like, we be like, goddamn, that scared me a little bit because, you know, I ain't finished making my play yet and my money might not be where I could take care of both of us, you know what I mean? So a lot of times we'll do the dumb shit because it keep our feet planted. We know we wrong. A lot of times. And sometimes y'all win. Sometimes we do be like, nah, I ain't fucking with this shit, but I'm going to go to the crib. We think about that.
Yep.
It be that one that make us think about that. When we leave out them situations where we know, like, Shawty them within that goddamn pulling their nigga coattail, man.
Yeah, yeah.
And then you be like, but Shawty gonna call in about 30 minutes, goddamn, let me get out the way.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it's like, we do be knowing that one. We do be. And I just think, if she stick around long enough, she gonna see the good in me.
And she ain't going nowhere. This will make her say.
How many decades she got up there?
They like to play them games. Like, who the fuck playing radio? Like, that's crazy.
Jody, you need about 10 more years on you before you start handing out advice.
Hey, I'm gonna tell you something. I'm gonna tell you what I done did.
What?
Because I really grown a lot.
Okay.
I really used to just be like, fuck these bitches, cause I know they ain't shit. Cause I'm the nigga that they ain't shit with. Like, I'm the one that your ass. If you know when you
one of them guys, you one of them guys. The girls know you, like, you one of them guys.
When you like that, it ain't like that for everybody. You feel what I'm saying? So it's like, damn, if God bless me with this, I'm going to embrace it. So I embrace it. What I try to do is give back to the female. I get a game to him.
Why do you feel like you everybody's counselor?
Look, because
to a female,
y'all need, these are the times that y'all need.
Well, the first
most
thing you saying is
y'all
need your niggas gonna cheat on me.
Right. He need to heal.
Nope,
you need to heal.
Look,
you need to heal.
What he said.
Y'all are the most, like, vulnerable people that need the most counseling.
We are right the people that are time. Most
y'all motherfuckers need psycho.
In society,
that part.
The black woman, and we feel like the black men are not protecting us.
Yep.
Like we need them to.
That part.
So why do y'all think?
It's another thing.
No, and I'm gonna speak for me because I can't speak for all black women.
Mm-hmm.
And most black men outside of family have essentially failed.
Yes.
Me, because I put myself in position in positions where motherfuckers didn't really deserve what it was that I had to give.
Okay. So what is it that you had to give that he didn't deserve, Ms. Shanika?
The experience of me.
Because this is
and everything that comes with
now
me.
That
this
answer,
shit is a up.
Now, no, that answer right there, now.
Because you think that these women that you got on your roster ain't saying, oh, I fuck with Jody Breeze, and that don't give them some kind of social setting or some kind of, you know, like, look in the world. And to be associated with your name or to be associated with a big gift or be associated with me and the shit that I've been able to do in the city of Atlanta, like, that shit is a compliment to people that ain't really never had nothing going on except for they hard working, they fucking family and shit.
Yep. Yeah, I don't give a damn about none of that shit you just
said. No, okay, but a lot of people do, though.
You said your answer.
Yes, she's right.
Her answer to me, bruh.
Stop
fucking playing with me. Her answer to what I asked her was, me, personally.
No, so, okay. Well, do you want me to break it down?
No, that's what I was asking. I know you just
because
can't just,
I make more money than most niggas.
Well,
and since I was 18 years old, I've never been in the deficit.
Well, they up.
You said what?
Date up, don't date down.
It's gonna be a problem whether you date up, down, or fucking around.
So if y'all just agree that it's gonna be a problem, either way, why does either way matter?
Because what we've been...
Neither way should matter then if it all gonna come out the same way. So what makes it wrong for me doing it how I'm doing?
Niggas act like you. Be one of my bitches. Yep. And be cool with
you. You the problem. And you started this shit. Right. You can't just keep it up. But,
you just really don't say nothing.
Listen,
bro. And don't act crazy.
Listen, bro.
And don't act crazy.
Listen. Right. Let me tell both of y'all something. I rebuke the both of you in the name of the Father. Right now. Cause ain't nobody gonna make me be the problem. I'm one of them niggas. I'm one of them niggas who really try to. I really love women. I love y'all. Y'all my niggas. I fuck with y'all for real, and y'all know that. And you know how I get down for y'all. Y'all know how I act. You know how I really am. You know I'm a good nigga. Y'all get on camera and go try to spray a nigga like a nigga ain't really just cool like that. But they really love a nigga. So instead of them saying that, you know, they wanna make me out to be the. No, I'm really I'm a cool dude, bro.
And you know what it is, Jody? They gotta understand that in history, these two represent a class of woman that's only walked this earth in y'all era.
Exactly. That's fact.
Y'all are the first women that can say, I make more money than men.
Yeah.
That means y'all carry yourself different, y'all talk different, and y'all rule different.
Yeah.
Now, that's where most men are having their problems.
They're intimidated. You feel me? They're intimidated.
But listen, I'm going to piggyback off what you said, and I'm telling you, like, that's been my problem.
Okay.
Because the thing is this, it ain't that you want to tell somebody what to do. You don't want to direct no grown person. But the reality is, and I'm not talking about you too, the reality is women are the new men. Because women are taking care of more men than ever now.
Yeah,
and then you got a problem.
I agree with
you. At this point, you pissing women off so much that now they want to date each other because they don't want to fool with the men.
So the point
I'm making is I never said like nobody was wrong, but you're now putting us in a situation that we got to really, really take the time to really say, hey, I don't want to fool with that because I'm already good. I just want to be happy.
Okay, and I want to, and just no disrespect to nobody, but also I've learned with powerful women, they run around a lot of time with gay men. And
not
they expect a straight man to act like that type of man. And I don't be understanding because you get along with that type of man, you think that those kind of conversations are supposed to be over here with me. And I think a lot of times, you know, you go in the club, you see it. You see girls, they running, they got their little crew with them, wham, wham. And then it be like, for the straight man, we sitting in the club, how I'm supposed to come over there and holler at you and all that going on? I'm not disrespecting nobody. Y'all please now, don't do that. I'm just saying, you got to understand too that the women of power also walk around like men of power.
Yep.
They got everything around them. Now you got to cut through all that to get to her. At the same time, you have to also understand that a man that's not
used to dealing with powerful women, I'll go mess with the strip club every time.
Okay, so why can't the men evolve?
Because right. they be looking at it like they not used to no woman making $200,000 clean money. They only knew that in the street. Yes. To deal with that as a corporate woman, hey man, I gotta change my tone, the way I talk, and the way what I drive. Cause hey man, if you go on the street like you said.
But why do you wanna be there? If you can't accept the evolution of what it is.
Evolution, but this is the first generation of this evolution. So the men gotta get our talk, the way we gonna deal with this and everything. This is the first generation where women walk around saying, hey, bro, I got the check.
Yep.
Be quiet.
Most
of the dudes drive around Atlanta. You look at the plate, it'd be a girl name. He'd be in the 500 Benz. He'd be like, buddy, driving that girl car. Wow. This is a new world. So the men that is like Jody Brick.
It's rare.
Them tight niggas sit in the club.
Listen, bro. All right, think it's a game.
I never needed no woman, no money to have the woman I wanted.
Period.
It ain't too many niggas say that.
And I don't give a fuck what.
That's a 1% man. Most niggas say they go out here, first thing they had to deal with the woman they paid for. I ain't never experienced that in my life.
That fucked it up.
And me talking to older women too, I would talk by older women how to talk to women.
Exactly.
See, when I was 17, my girl was 28. So, she sat down and was like, look, man, you got to do this.
So y'all do understand the evolution of women and why there were women that were selling their bodies because women couldn't get jobs.
Right. So right now, with us having this conversation, I'm still going to know when I get in the room with a Shanika Lex and we happen to get into our personal space and I start talking to you, I'm like, okay, she ain't goddamn like.
Yeah, we gonna know what's going on already. Yeah,
goddamn Magic City, she goddamn coming with that shit. Okay.
And then if you find that percentage, and that person is all they asking you to do is keep your dick in your pants, what's wrong with that?
Because that's not possible
for you. For you.
Listen, man, a nigga gonna pull that bitch out. Listen, bro, I'm trying to tell y'all the truth so y'all won't keep going through 2025 and thinking that this shit like that. I'm trying to say y'all, I fuck with y'all. Y'all
there are
my nigga.
Men on the you sides you that are agreeing with it.
Bro, you can't keep, it's women that will agree with this shit. I'm trying to tell you. One thing bro said about being taught by women and having older women, I swear to God, I got everything I knew and I know and all the game I got from women.
Okay.
These older bad bitches I was able to come across at 19, 20, and they 26, 27, they taught me how to be like this. They'll teach you how to do it. Them real ones, you need to start doing that. We don't like that. But my age group, they don't even know this yet. These hoes got to grow up and catch up to this. I'm already right here, so if I'm down here dealing with a bitch my age, she can't do nothing with me. Bitch, I damn near gotta wipe your ass.
And we ain't doing that.
I just think, kind of just hearing all of y'all talk, I think that, and you can agree or not, but your upbringing is why we are the way we are.
My mom and daddy were together my whole life.
So what I'm saying is this, like your upbringing, your mama probably, like you say, ain't go nowhere. My mama definitely ain't go nowhere. She not about to be running the street. And I'm not saying everybody's mama is like my mama or your mama or whatever. Right. But what I am saying is that's all I knew growing up. I knew that my parents was like this. So me, when I move, I know that I want to be like this. Now, I'm not saying nothing ever, ever happened, but that stuff was cut short. You understand what I'm saying? So if I'm green to that, this is what dudes do. They just going, sticking and moving. I had no choice but to be green to it because I never saw that coming up. Mm-hmm. You know, like my other friends can't say that. You know, they're in single parent homes. They done seen their mama with a different man every night. So when they choose to be that person, that's because of what they went through. But I can't sit up here and keep letting Jody say that it doesn't exist, that there is not a person.
Because somebody gonna want somebody like you.
Yeah.
And that's gonna be
you
cool.
Just gonna have to wait a little longer.
Look.
I'm over it. Look, we about to play a game.
You gonna be wearing them motherfucker 4 to 8 years old time and I just found my Prince Charming. And y'all about to die in 10 more years. That shit ain't gonna goddamn do nothing for no damn body.
I hope hope that Jody fall in love and a bitch drag his ass all around. Hey, 285.
Hey, before I let a bitch drag me, listen.
South and north.
Listen, before I let a bitch drag
I'm sick
me,
of him.
Let me tell you something. Before I let any one of these bitches out here drag me, I'll drag myself.
Okay, Jody, we're over with him. So look, we about to play a game called The Game. It's called The Game. So what's going to happen is you're going to get this jar. Mm-hmm. You're going to pass it to the person on your left. The person who takes the jar on their left going to let you put their hand in it, and then you're going to have to read it. You'll see. This is a demonstration. So yeah. I have the jar. You hold the jar. I'll pick it up. Hold on. So the person to the left holds the jar.
Yeah, okay. You're going to have to read it.
Yeah. No, retard.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we're just going to let him, since he didn't change the way it's...
If you could witness any historical event, which one would you choose?
That's a good question.
That's a good question.
Hell yeah. Read that one more time.
Yeah, because I hit it one more time.
If you could witness any historical event, which one would you choose?
I think if I could witness any historical event, it would probably be, which is probably against what any of y'all would answer. It was the game when Kobe got real sick, came back, dropped 66. I wish I could be there on the side court.
I remember that.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one. Okay.
Give it to her.
I think.
We didn't ask you. You take the jar.
Yeah, you take the jar and put it out, and then I'm going to read it. But that was a good question. I would have wanted to be at MJ. When MJ did Utah Jazz like that, when he was sick as hell, and hit it, man, that nigga went crazy on them folks. No, did you pull it?
No.
You pull one out? Pull one out. Let me read it to you. So pick one.
I thought he had to pull it out.
Yeah, he just changed the whole way he did it.
You have to pull it out.
You pull it out and give it to me. That's what just happened. And let me read it. Thank you.
To who?
You, fool.
Yeah, now you done fucked the whole game.
What's one book / movie that profoundly changed your perspective of life?
What?
He ain't never read.
Give him another one, because he did this one before.
Get another one.
I know how to read very well. I know how to read very well.
Should couples merge their finances or keep them separate?
Hell no. Hell no. That's why y'all niggas ain't got shit in them. Stop letting that whole trick y'all to get y'all financing with their finances. Now, if you want, you can share a little bit of your share with her. Just take a share of your share. And just put it over there with her so it's like all y'all.
Or you can just pay all the bills.
Yeah, pay all the bills.
We ain't paying all no motherfucking bills.
Pay the house and then I pay the utilities.
If I pay all the bills, I get to tell your ass when I can come, when I can go. I don't want to hear nothing about nothing.
What about if I pay the utilities?
That part.
Girls, it's utilities. And see, this is what's going on, too. Like, this shit be going on, and it be fucking up the game, and niggas be allowing this shit to happen, and we got to stop it. It's 2025. We got to stop it. Okay, come on. Okay.
Well, I paid the house note and let my husband pay the utilities, so I was right.
That's a good deal.
Give it to her.
You do it. Cause I ain't going to be here that much.
Give her the question.
Oh.
Let her read it. Uh-huh.
Okay. Is it possible to be in love with two people at the same time?
Man, y'all gonna get me in trouble, man. Yeah, but it's still a degree to it now. I can love you, but I might not like you.
You can win?
Yeah. I don't love you, but I like you.
But in love,
yeah,
it's two different things.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, but see, there it is again, going back to Jody, man. A man can love multiple women. Like, I'm just telling y'all the truth. Like, a man can love multiple women, and it can be some of them relationships could be non-sexual. You know what I mean? I'm just saying for real now. All right. Like, you know, like Dallas and Charlotte. I mean, yeah, all right, okay. So it's like you can love a woman and not be sexual with her, but it is possible for you to love two women at the same time. Why? Because one might be the corporate one that you really understand. She the one that can bill you, help you, get your credit right, everything. She can pay for it if you ain't got it. And then the other one be that goddamn jump off the dresser, boy, that shit goddamn woo-wee. Boy, curl your toes up. Wow, tell you. She gonna do what the other one ain't gonna do. And she don't do that naturally. So you just be like, I love both of y'all. I'm just saying, though. Cause, I mean, that's the real shit. Most basketball player, most movie stars, all this stuff. A lot of these folk gonna have one lady that then gave them the game. They gonna marry her. She gonna be the one. And then it's gonna be another one that be out on the road with them, gonna be their girlfriend to understand their life. It just be like that with men.
And now, I don't think it's bad.
I still know men that do just got there. I'm just with my girl and that's it. Right. Because you might have been a person that you learned so much from the girl that you never wanna fuck up y'all relationship. Right. It's a lot of men like that. So when you get when a player meet a girl that show them some 5 or 10 things they ain't never ran into, that might be the one they marry and never worry about the rest of them again, because it be about men. It be about
ego.
Sometimes, but it's also you done fucked around and showed me that I ain't smart.
As I thought I were.
That my daddy was like that. Before my daddy died, he told me, he said, boy, I was out there everywhere before I met your mama. You know, I'm coming from Vietnam. I'm having good friends here, there. Boy, I got seen your mama, Clark, Kylie, walking down there with two little pigtails. I was like, shit, that's the one. But I was on Stewart Avenue looking at go-go girls. You know what I mean? That's how he looked at it. Like, I met your mama. She changed me from a soldier to a man, mm-hmm. because I only knew how to be a soldier. And she the one told me, hey, bro, go get you a job at UPS. Now, let me show you start. You need to get life insurance. You need to do this. He said, in time, your mama showed me how to be a grown man. That's what made me be like, hey, man, I never cross this woman again.
Yeah, you got to respect it.
You see what I'm saying? That's all. Sometimes it be that simple.
Simple shit. Going,
hey, man, you ain't got your taxes together, man. Get this shit together, man. You know you got to do this. Get your bills out and start teaching niggas not having to always come out their pocket, teaching them how to goddamn bill their credit. That be the shit to make a player nigga be like, damn, I ain't even know all this. Shit, I need to goddamn fuck with you, because them niggas ain't talking about nothing. And that be the one. It'd be like, it happened that simple and plain, and a hoe just turned into a straight man.
So since you learned a lot from your father, do you think that you chase kind of like that particular relationship that your mother and father
had? No, because Joy was totally different than my mama.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I married a gangster in all of the words. You know what I mean? So it's like Joy was a madam, had girls. When I met Joy had 15 girls. Hey, man, what you talking about? Pimping. You know what I mean? So from the girl perspective, she always was totally different than my mama. Mama be like, man, that girl that came around here with them big old boots, them big old shoes on, like, what she be doing? Why her nails so long? See, my mama was looking at all that shit crazy. Like, my dad was like, I like her. My mama was like, I don't like her. You know what I mean? Not like that. And that lets you know that my mama always straight. My daddy understood, like, you can learn some shit from Charlotte. Now, what you get yourself into, that's your fault. That's what I had to learn with being married. You can think a person is all the way great for you, but then when you get out of the nightlife and you get into your average, everyday life, then that person's still good for you.
Right.
That's what you learn out of marriage that you don't know, you know, because you living in, you, most of the time when you're young, you get money, it's euphoria until that shit slow down and you get to really look at that person and see how they move as an adult. And a lot of times you be like, damn, them folks still in bed at 2 p.m. Can't get no money that way.
Yeah.
Like, hey man, you know what I mean? That's when you got to make the decisions. Like, are we good for each other? You know what I mean? I might love you, have fun with you, all kind of fun with you, but is that good for me mentally? Because see, when you come out of a situation like that, you be fucked up. People don't know. It's great with the marriage. I mean, it's great with the wedding and spending $100,000 on a wedding and all that kind of shit. But when that shit crashed and them lawyers get involved, you be like, shit, bro. We should have thought this shit out a little bit longer.
And you know what? It's way more people going through that, bro, than the ones who are lasting. Ain't no that shit. Just, and to me, it's just like, I don't understand why y'all ain't tapping into that part. It's like, bro, this shit is not lasting like that. And I know we all want love. I wouldn't mind having some one girl that I love, like, that I wouldn't want to be with nobody else. And it's just me and you against the world forever. But I grew up in that era. I don't see it no more. Like, I grew up watching it, but that shit disappeared a long time ago, so I had to adapt to the motherfucker. I got to adapt, or I'm finna get ran over and ran through out here. This shit ain't, you know, like, this shit ain't, I can't call her
mine
like that.
But are you speaking from your celebrity and the fact that millions of women want to be with you in different states and places because of what you've been able to accomplish as a person?
No, because this is why.
Because in your small town of Griffin,
I don't think that you would be doing the same.
Okay, but you can't keep sleeping with the same. Griffin ain't but so fucking big.
But see, you got to understand something about a person like me in a way that come from a town like that. My mind has always been bigger. My goals and my ambition have always been bigger. That little town was never for me. I went to school in Miami, South Miami, which is like 30 miles from Miami, like downtown Miami. Like, I know that shit ain't for me. I'm somebody. I got to be the somebody. And for me to be somebody, I can't do it right here. I couldn't do it right here. So you got to learn from different people when you doing shit. Like, women taught me a lot. They taught me. When I went to Miami for that 2 years, and I saw the different type of women that was in Miami from Colombia, Puerto Rican, I just had found out what a Haitian was. Like, I started seeing this many different type of people. Oh, I was gone from then on. I was gone from then on. From 15 years old, I was gone. It's like, hold on. So it's somebody, they look like this too? It's people like you, so these people exist? Mm-hmm. Soon as I saw that, Atlanta wasn't even big enough. I came to Atlanta. The Atlanta, you was here. Big Gip was here. I came through this bitch like, what's happening?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Bitch, bro, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know that. I came through this motherfucker like, what's happening?
Yeah, Joe DeBree was a star now.
I came through here like, what's happening? I wouldn't have been able to do that if I did come from a town like that.
Okay.
Because it put a different type of shit in me. I'm raised by old people, grandmama and granddaddy. I saw what people for acting like they forgot they saw. And that shit stuck. It stuck with me. Fuck a new age. Fuck a new era. Fuck all that. Young kids respected older people when I grew up. And that's where you got your game from. So if I got to change who I am to cope with young people, yeah, count me out of that. I ain't doing that. I'm only fucking with young motherfuckers who respect people who done paved the way for them. And bruh, they're just like me saying, and I'm just trying to wait till this loud ass shit go by, because we downtown, we doing what we doing in the ATL type shit. But it's just like me saying, I got my OG guilt right here. This is a prime example. Before I started rapping and doing anything, Goody Mob, CeeLo, Big Guilt, Andre, Big Boy, these niggas are what we are, like, literally wanting to be. And they representing it the right way. Like, nigga, this he doing what we be doing.
Mm-hmm.
They acting how we act. Why would I come to the game and not show or give no respect and no love to what they already did before me? I wouldn't have been able to do this if it wasn't for niggas like this. Why would I ever disrespect him for in any kind of way?
Mm-hmm.
Online, offline. Ever since I know him, bro, all love. When we see each other, it's love. Off the rip, the same love from 20 years ago. Because for one, I'm a younger generation. I respect them. We ain't got no respect no more. Like, they not respecting how we coming. So instead of me adapting to it and saying, nah, you got to do this, you got to do that. Man, fuck that. I always been me. And it works for me. So why the fuck do I have to change my morals, how I think? You feel me? How I treat women.
Mm-hmm.
It's even worse now.
There's going to be the woman that understand that about you that's going to be with you. And she going to be the one. And she going to be the one that don't want to be seen.
And them the one. But you know what? I ain't going to lie. It ain't going to act like I ain't never had one before. I have. But, you know, it comes a time to where people grow, people get to growing and shit, and it's like, I don't hold women. I give them, look, you need a man.
Because they need more than what it is that you willing to give.
Right, but guess what? My more is more than what they done had.
Okay, here, Jody, because you're going to talk
to me. You mean. Okay, it's more than what they done had.
Put your hand,
the hell it ain't.
Give it a shot, nigga, to read for you. Golly, because you about to blow me.
Man, listen.
Is this for me or? Yeah.
No, it's for you to read it to Jody.
Well, I got to read.
I ain't answering no question.
Yeah. You got to read.
No.
Okay. You read it for her.
Okay. I need a good one for her. Hold on. Let me make sure.
That's a good one.
All right.
Oh, God.
I already know her answer to her. Y'all the ones ain't shit. Is it fair to break up with someone via text or social media?
Damn. This new world.
Yep. It's a new
world. Is it fair?
Yes. Is it fair to break up with someone via text or social media?
I need a better one.
Would you say you what?
I need a better
is
one.
Is it fair to have you ever broke up with anybody on the online?
No.
Okay, you too grown for that. You too.
Okay.
You are a great age. You had one of them big great ages too. You got one of them big great ages. We don't play online like that.
Okay. No.
There ain't no. I need her to say this off. Give your business. Okay, this is a good one. If you could snoop through one person's private life, whose would it be and why?
It would be yours, because you would be talking most shit.
Do you really want to go in my life?
Honest, yes. I want to see what your bitches is on, what you be saying, because I know you be simping on this goddamn phone to these bitches. I know you be simping. Listen. I know you begging some of these bitches. And you was just acting like you was He-Man in this motherfucker.
Let me tell y'all something. It'll blow y'all away.
Let me see your phone.
Y'all wouldn't even believe it.
Unlock it real quick.
Let me tell you something about me. Y'all wouldn't even believe.
Okay, let's see it.
No, I would.
Why would I show it to you?
No, I would believe.
Why you don't be? I would believe if I
could see you say, "Oh nah, baby, I'm sorry." Because this shit, you whooping so hard on this couch right now,
bro. I go viral about this shit. I go viral about this shit.
Pull out the messages then.
Yeah, let's see them. Let's see if you're talking. Let's go. Unlock the phone.
Let me tell you what a real player is and why it's already shows.
Okay, it's in your hand.
Look, this is how a real player do, right? I ain't got to tell. Y'all don't have to believe me. No one that's listening to this shit, whenever you hear me talk, you don't have to believe me. But in reality, what I see with my own eyes and what I be doing, I be really be doing it.
What you be doing?
What you ain't gotta know. This is it. You ain't gotta know this. That's y'all problem. Y'all be wanting the new internet shit. Got y'all people want to just know everything a nigga doing.
First of all, I just you asked me a question.
Don't get in my life. It went for you to say that to get in my life.
You got the most popping life I've heard in the past hour.
No. I've been like this.
I want to know how I've been you like this for a long time. Contain all this shit.
What you think? How you think? You been knowing me since I was 18.
Okay, we'll show
look,
me on today.
Look, you been knowing me since I was 18, 19 years old.
You was a youngin'.
In front of everybody now. Shaniqua is from Atlanta, been on the radio and all that now. She been knowing me from the get-go. I met her by her snapping on me. She used to talk about me all the time. I met her by doing it what they be doing. Mm-hmm. You feel? I'm talking about the big bad way. Like, who is this nigga? Who is this? Who the fuck he think he is and where he come from? Griffin? Fuck your daddy. What the fuck down there?
Yeah.
Who the hell he supposed to be? I'm talking about for
weeks. That's what I said. That's what I said.
For weeks. Ride. I said, okay, who the hell is Shaniqua? Show me a picture of him. Oh, okay. My people though, Noon, shout out to Noon, Free Big Homie Slim, Meezy, Earl, the whole fam. Look, they showing me what's going on. Like, okay, this her, she work at the radio station. Jazzy Faye, I'm signing him right now, so he worked at night with Mama Tula. they real Atlanta shit right now.
It was only one day a week on right Saturday.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But listen, but listen, right? She going so hard on me to the point to where niggas finna run up in the station like, hey, who the girl live, bro? Y'all need to tell her to stop talking about him like that. You don't even know that man like that. You don't even know who he dealing with or what he who he plugged with. Like, stop doing all that talking. Do what I do.
Hold on.
Do what
and
I do.
My boss came to me. It was like, yo, so Noonan and Ryan and you these niggas want to know if you could if you would have a meeting with them.
Yeah, pipe it down.
I said, I don't need no motherfucking meeting with these niggas. I don't know them and I don't care to know them.
Yeah, she PSC.
And it was over for me.
See, she PSC at this time to deal. So she think I'm trying to be T.I. You feel? So she PSC. Fuck him.
Look, Joan.
Bro, you will help. To make that long story short.
Mm.
Oh, let me see you. I've been like this, though, no? I've been like this. But more, I'm quiet. I'm more a little chill then. Can't know these folk. You know what I do? Where she work at? Where she be at? Okay, well, I'm going to push up off.
Mm-hmm.
With nobody with me. Out by myself.
It was somebody Marad, with him.
Club Marad. No, it was.
It was somebody. It was one person.
Look,
with
nobody.
Him.
I go off in the club. Boom. Okay. I hear that same voice on the microphone. everybody, all the interested, right? I said, okay, cool. I go post up like I do. She might don't know me. I don't know what hair she think this is, but you might don't know me like that. Fucked around and peeped out. Boom. We finna get ready to go. Push up on her, like on some push up shit, like yeah, like then me, the one you been talking about, and she don't even know. That did me been over, I been in here this whole time watching her talk shit in the club.
Mm-mm.
When she met me, when that nigga met me though, face to face, like how women do, talk $1,000 worth of shit until it's up on you.
That don't shit, act like look, I was no coward
look,
ass.
Hey,
nigga.
Look, bro.
I was not
look,
no bro, coward
that
ass.
That shit
nigga.
Got up on
I ain't never been that.
Look, pushed
don't
up on
don't do that, Jody.
Look, pushed
don't
up on
do
me like a big dog.
Me and Jody.
Who the hell are you talking to?
Me and he do all that.
Who you talking about?
Me and Jody sat out there outside of the Mirage and talked for like an hour
bro,
and some change to after
you
the club.
Me out the real.
To after the club closed, and I felt like he was a real person, and me and him connected. And that's what that
and
was.
And they never had no more problem. So why are you talking about me like this?
Okay, Jordan. It's over.
Nigga, you sounded like
why,
Tip.
Why you... Look, let me tell you something.
Yeah, then.
Why you gotta talk
he
about...
He said, I ain't even know who Tip... Okay, well, everybody in America
ain't
at
never
that time...
I know who Tip is.
Okay,
I said,
well...
I always told everybody. Tip,
well, Tip had called me from jail.
Tip was like...
Oh man, damn, Shanika, like the nigga sound just like me. The nigga did everything. The nigga could have at least left me my ad libs.
But that was
what he said.
But that was false.
That shit was crazy.
See, but that was false. Because for one, that's how Boys in the Hood came. I had versatility. Listen, none of these
I ain't
niggas,
know all that.
Listen, none of these niggas could never fuck with how I was coming. Period. I don't care what nobody say.
And then ask Jordan when he got with Boys in the Hood. I made all the motherfucking DJs play It's the Boys in the Hood.
How you knew you were wrong?
I wasn't wrong. They had shit
you knew
to do
you
with
were
shit.
Wrong.
That
you were talking
that
all that shit. And come to find out,
and
I'm a cool ass
that.
Nigga and she
and
wanted to be my
cool.
dog. Okay, so what?
And you was cool.
You shouldn't have wanted to be my homie from the get-go.
And them niggas
you
that was on
that
your
shit.
Label ain't do shit.
No,
nothing.
You a damn
none
lie.
None of these niggas.
You a goddamn
shit.
Lie.
Ain't none of them.
You a damn niggas. Lie.
Do these shit. Folks gonna go back and forth for 10 days. I ain't got time. So look, as we close out the reality table, Ms. Shanika, tell them a little bit about you, where you can find you, and what you got going on.
All right. My name is Ms. Shanika. I'm on with Young Jock Industries Sporting Takeover. I'm just trying to survive Jody Breeze right now because he's just literally
we
on
up.
My ass.
Surviving Jody Breeze. Surviving Jody Breeze.
We up.
What he need to be talking about is being signed to Diddy and not worried about me. But if you want to follow me, on social media, I'm at Ms. Shanika for all things. Me.
You was at them parties.
I was not.
Gil, your turn.
Hey, what's up with y'all? I'm Gil Goody. Y'all can find me everywhere. Social media. Hey man, go on Hulu, check out 110 on 10, the TV show I'm on. I got alcohol for y'all. Not alcohol, but this is non-alcoholic. So it tastes just like it. Tastes just like it, but it got weed in it for all the weed smokers. So with that
being said,
yeah, I'll be here. I see y'all next year. Goody Mob on tour everywhere. I'll see y'all soon.
For sure. Being lit.
Nah, I go last. You go.
What you got, Big Lex?
Big Lex, and if you didn't know, this is my new co-host.
The original
joke.
Look, y'all already know how I'm coming. Breeze, these folks asked me, they were like, look, bro, we need you to get on that motherfucking podcast and talk that same shit you be talking on the internet. So I told Big Lex, I say Big Lex, she popping. She got a little motion going on. People fuck with her. She really a good nigga, though. She a real nigga, too, though. But she ain't got no man either, y'all. So when women ain't
that
got
does
no,
not define
listen,
a woman.
Yes, it do.
No,
when
it
women,
does not.
When women did age and done went through what they done went through, and as cute as she is, because you about the same age as me. But when they about this cute and they that old and they ain't got no man.
By choice.
Okay, by choice or whatever. She still needs a friend.
Get the fuck
like,
out of here.
Yeah,
hey, tell them folks where they can find you at.
This is my partner. And if y'all just stay tuned a bit late, she don't turn up. I promise y'all. That's why I'm here. But tell this girl right here, bro, and this one beside me. Miss
women,
Shanika,
please keep your legs closed to jump.
Let me tell you.
In 2025, that's what you need to do.
Y'all some haters.
So look, the reality table, find me on that. Instagram, Alexia Adams 24. But before we close out, I want to shout out my guy, Two Commas Clothing. Mm-hmm. Order that at Two Commas on Instagram. Wallace Prather, I appreciate you. And before we close out, come here, partner. You know, we got to bless our man.
My big dog, T.O.
T.O. blessed us, let us use his establishment. For so, sure. You know,
Thank you,
y'all to hear from the owner himself, what he got going on, where you can find him, because we going to be in it every week.
T.O. got on the do-rag because he likes it.
Just go get in the camera. Go ahead.
Sit down.
Sit down. There. You got it. Go ahead. Tell him about it.
Look at that camera.
This is where I'm at, right in the middle.
Yeah.
So you can find us at the House of Elysium ATL. And tell me about this light skin thing. real quick, because I'm about to change my handle to it.
Okay, you got on a do-rag, so it make you look harder.
Chico
because
DeMar.
You light skin.
Y'all lame.
Because you're giving Chico with a do-rag.
Giving Chico the vibe. But tell them where you open every day. Where they can buy
you? So you can come here Friday through Sunday. We open about 11 o'clock till.
Until.
Yeah. So y'all come and hang out at the House of Elysium.
For sure, right here on Auburn Avenue, man.
253 Auburn.
It's
Auburn,
beautiful.
Avenue, Northeast.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, I'm talking about it's real clear. Y'all slide through this, my brother. And we appreciate you too, my brother.
Right,
yeah.
Appreciate y'all coming on,
sure,
man.
For sure.
Thank you, light skin.
Yeah, but this is the reality table. We got your partner, Jordan Breeze, and my dog, Big Lex. We about to be up out of here. I want to thank Big Gil for coming through. Miss Shanika coming through. You know what I mean? I appreciate the Lord on Real Talk. So y'all didn't have to do that, but you know what I mean? We appreciate it. And y'all make sure y'all keep doing what y'all doing. And we about to be up out this motherfucker straight like that. Yeah, it is. Bye.
Le Shawty makes the pain with the passion. Yeah. Think you wanna make it happen. Learn from the past, left the past.